Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll welcome you to the inaugural High Desert Corridor Joint Powers
Potential
Agency
discussion
Board
impact.
of Directors meeting
Work with
for November
LEBOE
9th,
on performing expedited loading.
2022. My name is Arthur Sohikian. I'm the Executive Director of the High Desert Corridor Joint Powers Agency, and I am joined today by Ms. Laura Jacobson, who is the Deputy County Counsel for Los Angeles County County Counsel's Office. And we both will start off the meeting, and we'll run the meeting up through item five. We will go through item five, and then item six is the election of officers. And at that time, we will hand over the gavel to the newly appointed chair. But at this time, I will call the meeting to order as I have. That was item one. Item two, I'd like to do roll call as it is on your agenda on the front page. So the roll call for today's High Desert Corridor Joint Powers Authority, excuse me, Agency Board of Directors meeting for November 9th, 2022. Director Barger?
Here.
Thank you. Director Carrillo?
Here.
Thank you. Director Doris?
Present.
Thank you. Director Najarian?
Here.
Thank you. Director Reyes?
Here.
Thank you. Director Brissetta?
Here.
Thank you. We do have all board members of the new agency present. Let me now go through the board alternates. The agenda will be corrected. Mr. Perry and Mr. Niebla are not board alternates yet. So that is will be corrected. Board alternate, Mr. Loa? Board alternate, Mr. Loa? No. Board alternate, Ms. Jones? Board alternate, Mr. Ramos? Okay, so we do have a quorum of the board, and we do have a majority of all six members here today. Thank you for attending. At this time, we will go to item number three, which will be the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Barger, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I thought you would never ask. Yes, we all stand, please. Place your right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number four is public comment. Members of the public are encouraged to write in email the board and myself for public comment. As of the posting of the agenda and as of now, there are no comments received via email. If members of the public would like to comment on any agenda item and you are on the Zoom computer, please press star six to raise your hand. And at that time, we will unmute you. And if you're on the phone, please use star nine. So at this time, again, I'll call for public comments. Let me look for any raised hands. Seeing none, I will go completing of public comment item number four. Item number five is the ability for us to have this meeting virtually today, and we're opting in and having the recommended findings that this meeting can be done virtually. So on item number five, County Council, do we need a motion to do this, or do I just go right to roll call? I apologize, I did not check with you on that ahead of hand.
Well, that's okay. Since this is our first meeting, let's do a motion.
I'll move it, Arthur. I'll move it.
Okay.
Barger.
Second.
Director Barger and a second by Director Becerra. Thank you. On item number five, roll call. Director Barger?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Carrillo?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Doris?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Najarian?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Becerra?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion approves 6-0. Okay. Thank you very much on that. We will now go on to item number six. And as you can see there, the recommended actions for us to elect board officers. I'll now open up the floor for nominations.
Mr. Sahikian, I'd like to nominate Supervisor Barger for chair.
I'll second.
Well, thank you. Can I nominate Councilmember Elizabeth Becerra for vice chair, or do we do that separate motion?
Ms. Jacobson, can we do this in one motion?
Let's do it in two.
Okay.
Let's vote on the first motion.
Thank you, Ms. Jacobson. So on item 6A, let me also call for public comment. Is there any comment on item 6A? Seeing none. Okay, on a motion by Director Becerra, seconded by Director Doris to nominate Supervisor and Director Barger as chair of the inaugurated High Desert Corridor. Roll call, Director Barger.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Carrillo.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Doris.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Najarian.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Reyes.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Becerra?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. The motion is approved on a vote of 6-0. So now the nominations for vice chair, please.
I would like to nominate Council Member Elizabeth Becerra from Victorville.
I'll second.
Awesome.
Second is Mr. Reyes. Thank you. Let me look for public comment on item 6B, item 6A still, the nomination for vice chair. Okay, seeing none, on a motion by Ms. Barger seconded by Director Reyes, roll call for Director Barger, Chair Barger now.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Carrillo? Director Carrillo?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Director Doris?
Aye.
Thank you. Director Najarian?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Becerra?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion approved 6-0 for the Vice Chair, Director Becerra from Victorville. Thank you very much. We now have Madam Chair, you can now have the gavel. Thank you. I'll gladly hand it over to you to go to item 6B, please.
Thank you. I just want to make really short comments. First of all, I'm very, very, very excited. And I want to acknowledge and thank each of you who are taking the time to be on this this commission and really working together. 7 months ago, I know that many must have felt a sense of uncertainty about the future of this project as our previous partner agencies' impending action threatened to undermine years of work in progress. I pledge to you my commitment and confidence that we are going to stand up this new agency and continue marching the ball downfield. But this would not have been possible without the leap of faith from all of you. So I want to acknowledge, especially my San Bernardino partners, I'm very, very grateful that you wanted to continue to be a part of this group. I thank you and truly appreciate your partnership and, more importantly, your commitment. I know this is a very ambitious effort, but it is a very rare opportunity to be a part of something that fundamentally transforms people's lives for the better for generations to come. After 30 years of public service in this area, I am acutely aware of your shared sentiment that you aren't paid the attention that you are due. Whether it's as my capacity as supervisor or Metro board member, I fight that battle on behalf of my High Desert communities every month to bring them resources, protect their quality of life, to ensure that they are really on the map. And I want to thank Chair Najarian, who's the chair of Metro and Metrolink, for being my partner and supporting me with the efforts to get it done, especially recognizing the High Desert. The reality is that the High Desert has long been a gateway to opportunity in Southern California, and its role in this regard will only strengthen the years and the decades to come. And I know my partners in San Bernardino County are seeing that firsthand with the growth that's taking place. So this may be an ambitious project, but it is the project the High Desert deserves, and it's going to play a significant role in the mobility and interconnectivity of Southern California and beyond. In the coming months, we will be reaching a new milestone, and we are going to have some important decisions to make, and I am proud to be here side by side with each and every one of you. I also want to make sure to acknowledge and thank Arthur. This would not have been possible without your skilled navigation and leadership, Arthur. This was not an easy task, and your efforts have not gone unnoticed. I want to thank you very much. Also, our Metro staff who have ensured that the service development plan continued forward and that we are allocated the necessary funding to get this project moving. And of course, our consultants who ensure this project is still very much on the radar at FRA, despite a month-long pause. And the executive and staff at San Bernardino County, especially John Tubbs, Lena Manel, and Jessica Trio, who served our predecessor agency well and ensured a smooth transition through a difficult process. And the LA County staff at Auditor Controller, Executive Office, Commission Services, Public Works, and of course, County Council, especially Mary Reyes, Laura Jacobson, and Warren Wellen, who worked at a breakneck speed to help stand this new agency up. Again, I look forward to meeting with you all. And to my new vice chair, I have a dear friend who lives in Hesperia. And so I will make a point of coming up and taking time to sit down and meet with you face to face so we can share our vision. And Mayor Reyes, same for you. I really want to work with you. While I do not represent your side of the county, we're all in this together. And then to Juan Carrillo, Godspeed to you. We're going to be calling you in Sacramento, my friend. Thank you.
Yes.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Thank you very much.
Yep. All right. Now I'm going to take over the agenda. Does anyone have any comments or want to say anything? All right. Go ahead.
Supervisor Barger, I just wanted to say thank you. I look forward working with you and learning from you and learning from all of us as we make this go forward.
Fantastic. I'm excited. In case you can't tell, I truly am excited. All right, we're going to go on to item number 7, the proposed.
I'm sorry, Chair. We need to do the appointment of the executive director as the secretary. We're on item 6B. So we still have to finish off items 6B, C, and D. Oh. We can do that all in one motion if you'd like.
Yes, why don't we go ahead and do that all in one motion? Because I don't apologies. Have that on my script.
So yes, my apologies. That. I think, yeah, we were thinking you would get through the full item, but I've handed you the gavel sooner than I was anticipating. So
we'll go ahead and we've got item appointment of executive director. That would be you, correct,
me.
Arthur?
Yes.
So
yes.
I will make a motion to appoint you executive director of the High Desert Corridor JPA as board secretary. Do I have a second?
I'll make a second. Juan Carrillo.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, I believe, Ms. Jacobson, can we do items B, C, and D in one motion on this?
Yes, because that's how it's agendized.
Yes. Okay.
Perfect.
So
okay. So then I'll make a motion to approve B, C, and D, C being the approved conflict of interest code and D being approved High Desert Corridor, the board meetings at 2 p.m. as follows on the dates listed on the agenda. And if you would agree to, as a second, one to second that, we can go from there.
I agree to that second.
Okay. So on a call for public comment as well. At this point, seeing no hands raised for public comment on a motion for item 6D, on a motion by Chair Barger and a second by Director Carrillo.
I have a question.
Sorry
to interrupt. So does this mean we have to do new Form 700s?
Yes, sir, it will. But hopefully, wait, there's a silver lining. We're hoping that because of the end of the year, we'll be able to align this with the end of the year so that you can do your initial office at the beginning of the year. But we're still having that discussion with the Fair Political Practices Commission. This is not overseen by LA County in the Form 700, Mr. Najarian. This is a two county agencies that are overseen by the state.
Jeanette, can you put your phone on mute? And add in- Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
All right, I got it. So Mr. Najarian, we're doing our best. So, and if you do have to file again, you would just be able to refile the same form and just add the one page.
I'm all for paperwork reduction. I just want
to. I'm here for that, sir. Thank you. I agree.
Thank you.
Amen to that. All right. Amen to that. All right. So go ahead and take.
Roll call again for items 6B, C, and D on a motion by Chair Barger with a second by Director Carrillo. Roll call, Director Barger.
Aye.
Excuse me, Chair Barger. Thank you. Director Carrillo.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Doris.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Najarian.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Reyes.
Yes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Becerra.
Yes.
Thank you. The motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. Now we're on to item 7, Madam Chair.
Excellent. We'll go on to item number 7, the proposed fiscal year 23 budget transfer of funds from former High Desert Quarter JPA to new High Desert Quarter JPA and new website. Arthur, I think you're going to give us a presentation.
Actually, Madam Chair, I don't necessarily have a presentation. The report is before you. If we'd like to go through any of the items, we can do so. This really is the beginning of the new budget, and we're transferring the funds from the San Bernardino County to Los Angeles County by the end of the year. We're also assuming the contracts for Transportation Solutions that are working on the NEPA contract. The NEPA process and my contract with AVS Consulting, and also for the website development. So again, unless there's an issue with this, Ms. Jacobson, we can do this all in one motion was the goal.
So
unless there are any questions, clearly I'd love to answer, but expediting the meeting, because I know we have quorum issues, we can certainly do this with one motion, is my understanding.
Does anyone have any questions on that? Okay, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve as presented, Carrillo.
Do I have a second?
Second, Coach Becerra.
Excellent. Okay. I have a motion and a second. Go ahead and take roll.
Thank you. Let me look at public comment. If there's any members of the public, again, that would wish to comment. We are on item 7. We're taking items A, B, C, D, and E in one motion by Director Carrillo and a second by Vice Chair Becerra. Let me look real quick. Seeing none, let me go to roll call, please. Roll call for items 7, A, B, C, D, and E. Chair Barger.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Carrillo.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Doris?
Aye.
Thank you. Director Najarian?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Becerra?
Yes.
Thank you. Items 7A A through E pass 6-0. And thank you for your confidence in approving your first budget.
There you go. All right. Now we'll go on to item number 8, the High Desert Quarter Intercity High Speed Rail Quarter Service Development Plan.
Yes. And at this point, Vincent or Jeanette Owens from Metro will be presenting this item. And my apologies, Ms. Owens and Mr. Chow, I do not have real good control of the computer and I don't want to skip around and have it crash on us. So if you would like to show the video, it's roughly a 3-minute video. We would certainly appreciate you being able to do that. I do have the share screen on.
Hi. Good afternoon, Chair, Board of Directors. My name is Vincent Chia with LA Metro. I'm ready to provide an update on the High Desert Corridor Service Development Plan. The work's been ongoing in an effort to try to prepare this comprehensive plan for our stakeholders to review. We've been going through our briefings with our state partners, Brightline as well. Our goal is to wrap up the final report by the end of the year. We hope to also hold a stakeholder meeting to review the final report either late this month or early next month. So that's my brief update. Arthur, I believe the video is on your project website as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. So if you, I could let you share screen, Vincent. I just, every time my system's been crashing today, so I just don't want to take the chance in knocking everyone out of the meeting. So if you'd like to try to show it, we can do that.
Okay. Let me get it up and running. Just give me a few moments. Thank you.
And while we do that, Madam Chair, if there's any questions on the Metro Service Development Plan, as Vincent outlined, it is a joint effort between Metro, the state of CalSTA, and Mr. Chad Edison's overseeing, as well as Brightline West. We very much appreciate all the partnerships. It's also included the California High Speed Rail Authority and the Federal Railroad Administration. So a very comprehensive document. We very much appreciate Ms. Owens and Mr. Choi's running of this service development plan, and we hope to wrap that up by the year's end. And one of the products is this video that you're about to see. It's roughly a 3-minute video.
Okay.
Thank you.
A new horizon awaits the Antelope Valley in northern Los Angeles County, where the High Desert Corridor Inner City High Speed Rail Project will improve mobility throughout California and help a fertile region bloom. The proposed 54-mile rail corridor will offer a clean and efficient transportation option that joins a network of new high-speed rail services connecting Palmdale, Lancaster, and the entire northern region of Los Angeles County with Las Vegas. A new high-speed rail multimodal station in Palmdale will offer equity-focused mobility through the new rail corridor's connection to the proposed Victor Valley Station. Our journey begins at the historic Los Angeles Union Station in the heart of downtown. The largest transit hub in Southern California serves a diverse population and provides access to entertainment, education, and jobs. This cultural landmark is poised for a transportation renaissance with Metro's Link Union Station project, spurred by transportation investments that connect travelers to destinations throughout LA, where regional travelers can select Amtrak intercity services for trips as far as San Diego, while a menu of Metro Link services connects riders to the greater Southern California counties of Ventura, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino, and San Diego. From LA, we travel north along the Metrolink Antelope Valley line to employment opportunities in the entertainment and media industries, as well as the Hollywood Burbank Airport. Our journey continues to the proposed Palmdale Multimodal High-Speed Rail Station, which will catalyze the development of a new pedestrian-oriented civic and community destination at the city's future city center with plazas, retail, office space, and housing. The Palmdale Station will be as much the destination as the route, revitalizing the economy in the region with a multimodal high-speed rail transit hub between LA and Las Vegas. This world-class multimodal station will provide platforms for California High-Speed Rail, the High Desert Corridor Rail, and Metrolink, while future California High-Speed Rail will offer services to the Central Valley and the Northern California region. The station will offer Antelope Valley Transit Authority buses, Amtrak intercity buses, ride-sharing services, and bike hubs to support the burgeoning employment opportunities in aerospace, medical, energy, and manufacturing industries. The High Desert Corridor Rail Project will plant seeds of economic stimulus, presenting new land use opportunities across the corridor, including state-of-the-art distribution centers, supply chain infrastructure, and housing developments. In San Bernardino County, the project will bring opportunities for similar developments in Adelanto, Victorville, and Apple Valley. The Victor Valley Station offers passengers a high-speed rail connection north to Las Vegas and south to Rancho Cucamonga. And finally, our journey culminates in the city of Las Vegas, the jewel of the Mojave Desert that attracts visitors of all types from Southern California and around the world. As a catalyst for economic opportunity, the High Desert Corridor Inner City High-Speed Rail Project is expected to generate over $7 billion in economic activity and create over 6,000 jobs every year during construction. At the nexus of two world-class cities, the project would connect Los Angeles and Las Vegas like never before.
Thank you, Vincent. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Jeanette. Does anyone have any questions, comments, thoughts?
Madam Chair, this is Juan. Can I say something?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, what a great presentation.
Sure, for
I was asked to go to Sacramento today, and I'll be there tomorrow too. Even though some votes just have to be counted, I believe that we're in a good position to represent the High Desert, which includes East Palm Valley, Lancaster, Victorville, Adelanto, and a small portion of Hesperia. This project has been something that I've been talking about. In fact, I met with Mayor Reyes of Adelanto a couple of months ago, and we were really excited to start working on this project. I am looking forward to being part of this partnership, part of being in Sacramento, bringing those resources for this great project that will be the catalyst for the High Desert. I'm looking forward to that and helping as much as I can. And I have want to give you my commitment to bring the resources needed to make sure that this High Desert Corridor takes place, because that is going to be, again, something that will connect the entire High Desert from the east end to the west end and going down to LA. And again, just really excited to be part of this. Unfortunately, I may not be part of the board anymore if things continue to be the way they are. Things are looking good for us. There's some more votes to be counted. But I'm really looking forward to being in Sacramento representing the new Assembly District 39, the High Desert, and making sure that we get the resources needed in the High Desert to make sure that this project moves forward. So I'm really excited. Thank you, Arthur, for all the hard work and everybody else on this call. I think that this is going to be a monumental project for the High Desert. Just wanted to express my sentiments and my commitment to making sure that the resources from Sacramento come this way so that we can make sure that the High Desert has the resources that we need. Thank you, everybody, for allowing me to speak. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Director Creo. Really proud of you. Really proud of you. Council Member or Vice Chair Becerra.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Chair. I just have a question. Arthur, by any chance, if we could get some way to get a copy of that, what we just seen, whether it be emailed to us or by drive, I'd like to get with my city manager and see if we could either post it on our website or show it at a meeting.
Absolutely, Vice Chair. It's actually on our website now. We did create a new website, the highdesertcorridor.org, and it is there on the homepage, but I will definitely get with your city manager, Mr. Flores, and we'll make that happen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right. Again, thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Jeanette, for putting that together. I think it really does kind of encapsulate why we're doing what we're doing in terms of the commitment. So I appreciate that. So this is a receive and file, correct?
Yes. Let me look for public comment, Madam Chair, on the item. Seeing none. So, Ms. Jacobson, do we need the votes for the receive and files? I've seen it done both ways, so just wanted to make sure we check with you that we do not need votes.
I do not believe so at this time.
Thank you.
All right, then we will move on to item number 9, the High Desert Corridor JPA Executive Director Report.
Thank you. And again, my apologies for not wanting to mess around with the computer too much, especially on the last item. We're right here. I don't want to put that up on the screen, but you do have the 3 pages of the report in front of you. I will just touch on item number 1 and 2 briefly. Item 1 is, of course, today the inaugural board. Echo the sentiments of the chair and the members of the board. Really very pleased and honored to be involved in this effort to create this new agency. The staffs of San Bernardino County and Los Angeles County have just been terrific to work with. And frankly, to have this to be seamless at this point is just a tantamount to all the hard work that they've put in. So thank you to everyone on that team. And a special shout out to Tara Bravo at CV Strategies for helping with the new website and the logo development. So we did this all in around 45 days, 30 to 45 days. So they really have been tremendously responsive, and the system hasn't crashed yet, knock on wood, you know. So that's one of the goals. We will add to this over the time. We'll add some more photos. We'll do some more news, But really the goal was to make sure we had this up, be compliant with the Brown Act, being able to post the agenda and allow members of the public to participate. We have seen a very good traffic to the website, frankly, in the first 2 weeks. So that's been good news. Lastly, I just would like to talk about both items together, both the NEPA process that we're in right now, thanking the consultant team led by Neil Peterson in Transportation Solutions. We are happy to see that the Brightline project, the extension to Rancho Cucamonga, is now public. That document is now out on the street. So we believe that with the formation of this new agency and the Brightline project moving forward, that those two items should expedite our review of the documentation for the environmental project. And I hope that our schedule will have a record of decision sometime in the spring or summer of next year. I will do my best to coordinate with all the government agencies. We're have a very good and open dialogue with San Manuel Nation. Chair Barger and members, we appreciate your support in that effort and your communication with the tribal community, that we will be good stewards and good partners with them as well. So with that, I'll close that before our next board meeting in January, both in December, the state of California and the federal government will be releasing grant opportunities. So that's why we did include in the budget the ability to go out and do a quick procurement. We will do that. We'll get a task order out. We'll do a procurement. We'll get several bidders involved and we'll have a committee together. And we'll follow all the county procurement guidelines to be able to bring to you in January the grant writers that will complete this document and submit it in February and March. So we look to go for up to 35 to 40% engineering on the project, which is a big milestone. Right now, to give you an idea, we're at about 5, 8, 10% in certain areas, maybe 15%. So taking all station design, all track design up to 35 to 40% is a very big milestone that we'd like to achieve in the next year to 2 years. So that's what the grants will be focused on. And we will put those together for the state and for the federal government. So with that, I'd love to answer any questions if you have any, but thank you for your time.
So I have a question. You know, we lost time on the ROD. Is that going to hinder our ability to qualify for any state or federal grants?
Thank you, Chair. It's a great question. It does not. It should not hinder us at this point. We have the service development plan, which is a big checkbox that the federal government and the state will look to. And also, as you know, Madam Chair, both the state and federal government are looking more to invest in equity communities that have been underserved. So we feel that this entire line goes through some of those areas. So while they should be able to provide us additional criteria and additional scoring, if you will, in these grant opportunities.
And I just wanted to highlight, Dave Perry told me that our new federal corridor identification and development program, that the state has submitted the High Desert Corridor as part of that.
Yes.
So I want to acknowledge Cal STA? I don't know, Cal STA.
Yes, yeah, both.
Yeah, and Arthur, thank you for your work, but also Chad Edison, who's truly been a champion for this project and has really maintained a focus on helping us bring this to fruition. And so having that included is very significant in the state's application. And I think that speaks volumes to the validity of what we are doing moving forward. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Yeah, absolutely. The partnership with both the state and Mr. Edison and his team, as well as California High Speed Rail, and then the Federal Railroad Administration. And thank you for your efforts. I know that you've had some meetings with the administrator, Mr. Bowes. So thank you so much for doing that. And as you look to do your next round of meetings next year, early next year, we know you'll continue to bring that fight forward for us. So thank you.
Yeah. And then, Arthur, I'm going to make sure Kome with SCAG, we get together so that we make sure that they've updated the RTP to reflect this project. I think that's going to be important as well. But I am excited, and I know that we've got a lot of work to do, but we've come a long way. So do any of the other directors have any questions or comments?
Madam Chair, this is Juan, if I can ask something.
Yes.
Although the elections still have to be certified, Arthur, please keep in touch. Let me know how we can assist in getting through those grant applications. I'm sure there's going to be state opportunities for funding.
Yes,
Once we have the staff, I'm going to make sure that our staff, and again, pending the certification of the election, I want to make sure that the staff keeps in touch with you to make sure that we have someone keeping an eye in Sacramento as far as what those grant opportunities are going to be. Just looking forward to that. It's just
very good. Yeah.
And sir, as you have my commitment that the day after you're sworn in, we will have a support letter ready for your signature. So please continue on your path and we'll have one, right? Maybe we'll be the first letter that you sign there of support.
That'll be very amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Seeing no other comments.
I see no public comment, Madam Chair. Let me look real quick. No public comment. So item 9 is a receive and file item.
All right. And then future agenda items. What I will say is between Arthur and or myself, if there is something you want to put on the agenda, please reach out. I think it's an opportunity for us, especially the San Bernardino County side. If there's anything that you, Director Reyes or Vice Chair Becerra want to include, please reach out. And Director Doris, you know, the same goes for my family up in the Antelope Valley. We want to be as inclusive as possible. So please reach out to either Arthur or myself if you have any future agenda items that you want included. And then with that,
And speaking of that, Madam Chair, I'll let the board know that for January, we will have an update by Brightline. So we'll have an update on the Desert Express project. And we'll also seek to have an update from the California High Speed Rail Authority. So both our East and West partners will be here in January to give us an update on how their projects are also progressing.
Got it. Excellent. Excellent. So I don't see any hands raised. So I'm going to then adjourn this to the next meeting, which will be held, as Arthur said, on January 12th, 2023 at 2 p.m. And I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. And since I won't be seeing you until January, a happy holiday, a safe and joyous time with your family and your friends.
Thank you. Thank you, board.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Take care.
Thank you, board.